Welcome to Ovi English School. Lena opened her online grocery app and saw the same surprise again. Her favorite coffee cost more, and the delivery time had slipped by 2 days. Why did one small change in one country make life harder for shoppers far away? Today's story will help us follow that chain. We will see how a delay at a port, a shortage of parts, and rising prices can connect in one long line. If you want more lessons like this, visit ovienglish.com. On a rainy Monday morning, Lena, a bakery owner in Lisbon, checked the price of flour, butter, and paper boxes. She was not looking for trouble. She was planning the week. But her supplier had sent a short message. Prices were up again, and some deliveries might be late. Lena frowned, because her cakes were popular, but her margins were thin. If she raised prices too quickly, customers might leave. If she waited, her profits could disappear. That was the first sign of a bigger problem. At the same time, across the ocean, a large port was struggling to clear ships. Containers sat in long rows like stacked metal bricks. Some ships waited offshore for days. Others finally unloaded, but too slowly. When ports become crowded, the delay does not stay at the dock. It moves inland. Trucks arrive late, warehouses fill up, factories wait for parts. A small delay in one place can become a wider bottleneck step, which means one narrow point slows the whole system. Lena did not see the port, but she felt its effect. Her flour came from a regional distributor, and the distributor depended on imported packaging and fuel. The fuel truck arrived late, so the distributor paid more to keep the system moving. Then the extra cost was passed on to Lena. This is one way inflation spreads. It does not always begin with wages or shopping habits. Sometimes it travels through transport, storage, and raw materials. One added cost becomes another, and soon, the final customer pays more at the counter. For Lena, the next problem was inventory, which means the stock a business keeps ready to sell. Before the disruptions, she had followed a lean system. She ordered just enough for normal weeks. That saved money, because she did not need a large storage room or extra cash tied up in supplies. But now, the system felt fragile. She started thinking about bigger orders and a backup supplier. That would make her safer. It would also cost more. She had to choose between efficiency and resilience. In simple words, she had to choose between low cost today and more security tomorrow. A manager at her flour supplier named Paolo was making a similar choice. He could wait for the cheapest shipment, or he could pay more for faster transport. He could also hold more stock, but that meant more money sitting on shelves. Business leaders often face this trade-off. A tight system can work very well in calm times. It can even look smart and modern. But when shocks hit, the same system can break quickly. The more a company depends on one route, one port, or one supplier, the more vulnerable it may become. Still, there was another side to the story. Not every higher price came from a shortage. Some firms raised prices because they expected customers to accept them. Some also faced stronger demand after people started spending more again. So the full picture was mixed. Supply problems pushed prices up, but demand could do that too. That is why inflation is hard to read. One person may blame greedy companies, another may blame global disruption. Often, the truth is a combination. The evidence can point in several directions at once. Governments also had difficult choices. They could support ports, improve rail links, and speed up customs checks. That might reduce delays. They could also give temporary help to families facing higher food and energy bills. But every policy has a cost. More support can protect households in the short term, yet it can also strain public budgets. If leaders set prices or block exports too aggressively, they may create other shortages. So the policy trade-offs are real. There is no perfect fix, only better and worse options depending on the moment. Weeks later, Lena changed her routine. She kept a little more flour in storage. She found a second packaging supplier. She raised her prices slowly, with care, and explained why to loyal customers. Some accepted the change. A few complained. But her shop stayed open, and the cakes kept coming out warm from the oven. Her story showed something larger than one bakery. Global supply chains are invisible until they break, then everyone notices. The lesson is not that the world can be fully protected. The lesson is that resilience has a price, and that price must be weighed against efficiency, fairness, and growth. Question: Who is Lena, and what problem did she notice first? Answer: Lena is a bakery owner in Lisbon. She first noticed that her supply prices were rising and deliveries were getting late. Question: What happened at the port, and why did that matter? Answer: Ships waited longer, and containers piled up. That mattered because delays at the port spread to trucks, warehouses, and factories. Question: How did the port problem reach Lena's bakery? Answer: Her distributor paid more for fuel and transport. Then those extra costs were passed on to Lena. Question: What is inventory in this story, and what choice did Lena face? Answer: Inventory is the stock a business keeps ready to sell. Lena had to choose between low costs and more backup stock for safety. Question: What was one policy trade-off mentioned, and why is it difficult? Answer: Governments could help families or improve transport systems. It is difficult because support can help people, but it can also cost money and create new problems. Explain one chain using first, next, then, so. Describe your 7-day tracking plan in 4 sentences. So, why did one small change in one country make life harder for shoppers far away? Because supply chains connect ports, trucks, warehouses, and shops into one system. When one link slows down, prices and delays can spread fast. Today we saw the balance between efficiency and resilience, and why inflation can come from both shortages and demand. If you want to keep learning with us, visit ovenglish.com. You did well today, and I hope you feel more confident now.